So I've gotten some comments recently from people who are just frazzled. They're overwhelmed with all the psyops being pushed at us every single day, and rightly so. It seems like every time you turn on the television, there's a new narrative being pushed at us, trying to social engineer and manipulate the public. You might even be asking yourself, is this psyop being pushed to distract us from this psyop? And yeah, it does get mentally draining with how illusory our world is. So here I want to talk about a few tips on how to, I guess you could say, manage the psyops, on how to best wade through clown world and all the competing narratives that they're trying to pummel our brains with every single day. So first thing I want to mention here is detachment. Learn from the Stoics on how to manage your emotions. You be the one in control of your brain and in control of your emotions. Don't let some other person or some other entity be the one programming your mind. And on top of that, I think we really need to be comfortable not knowing. Because of how many competing narratives, how much mis and disinformation is out there, sometimes we're just not going to know things. We can have an idea. We can have a good guess as to what the truth might be about a particular situation. But sometimes we're not going to know for sure. And our egos don't like that. Our egos feel safe and secure when we think, we believe that we know the 100% truth about something, right? So if you get yourself into a space of being okay not knowing for sure what the complete 100% truth is, well then number one, you detach from the obsession of knowing. And it becomes a lot easier to wade through the mis and disinformation because since you're not attached to needing to know, then, huh, if some new information crosses your path that contradicts a pre-existing belief, then it's easy for you to accept that new information, to change your ideas, to change your beliefs, which I think we need to do a lot more instead of being sucked into these rigid belief systems. Sometimes it's okay to change your beliefs when you encounter new information, right? And it's also okay to just say, hey, maybe I'm not going to know the truth about that, right? And I think once you get yourself into that space of detachment, then a lot more information starts coming your way and it becomes easier to wade through the psyops, to wade through the narratives and find what the truth really might be. So that's number one. Second thing is that you got to understand that everything we're seeing, whether it's mainstream media, whether it's alternative media, whether you're following somebody on True Social or social media, wherever it might be, even if they're not trying to deceive you, even if it is a typically credible journalistic source that you're researching from, it's all going to come with a bias. Why? Because it's coming from a human. We're all humans. We all have different perspectives. We all have different opinions, different personalities. We're all biased. Some people are biased in negative, self-serving ways. They're trying to manipulate others and change their minds to fit what they believe. Some people are biased in an honest way. They have an honest opinion, or they're really trying to research the truth, get the truth out there. But again, we're all humans, so it's all going to come with a bias, right? Understand that, and you have to know your messenger. I often hear this phrase said, message over messenger. A lot of people like to throw that one out there. And yeah, to an extent, sometimes the message can have some truth, even if it's coming from a typically non-truthful or non-credible source. But I think it's always important to know your messenger, right? So if you're reading something from the mainstream media, know the messenger you're getting that message from, and it can help you see what bias, see what angles that they're trying to take with a particular narrative. Know your messenger that you're getting any information from on social media. Then it'll become easier to see what particular spin, what particular angle they're putting on their narratives. Again, when I say we all have a bias, that's not always a bad thing. It's just the fact of the matter, the state of the situation, right? And you have to know the bias of that messenger assess the motivation of them, assess their bias, assess their strengths as a reporter, as a journalist, their weaknesses as a reporter, because again, we're all human. There's always going to be something that us humans don't know. There's always going to be strong suits. People have specialties in their areas of research. And again, we're all going to have biases. So know your messenger. Gauge what the spin they're putting on it might be, whether they even realize they're putting a spin on it or not, whether they realize they're having a particular bias or not. We all have bias. We all have spin. Understand that. Next, also understand how infiltrated the media is. Most everybody these days is realizing how infiltrated the mainstream media is. Five or six corporations, a handful of corporations owning 90%+ of print media, digital media, primetime news networks, etc. That's a fairly obvious fact, but what's less obvious to some is how infiltrated the alternative media is and has become and almost always has been. And by alternative media, I mean your, quote, alt news networks. You're even influencers on social media, too. They might have Telegram channels, Rumble channels on YouTube, on Twitter, Facebook, or wherever. But there are loads of controlled assets, but also useful idiots being leveraged by assets. There's a couple categories here. So whether they are controlled opposition assets themselves and knowingly deceiving for a paycheck or whatever, personalities putting out disinformation on social media, or whether they're good people, but just dumb, the useful idiot category, yet there is somebody behind them, behind the scenes, leveraging them, putting words in their ear, manipulating them to take certain angles or take certain narratives and put it out there. Or they're just, you know, foolish and fall for a bunch of clickbait. Whatever it is, understand how infiltrated all media has become, both mainstream and alternative. And understand that there are a lot of useful idiots out there. More useful idiots, I think, than knowing deceivers, so that's the good news. But there's still a lot of useful idiots out there, right? And unfortunately, arrogance and ignorance typically go hand in hand with a lot of people. So last thing here is get proficient at identifying emotionally driving language. Much like I began in the beginning of this video in saying that you be the one programming your own thoughts and also your own emotions. Get proficient at being able to identify that neuro-linguistic programming, we could call it, using words to manipulate thoughts. Emotionally manipulative language coming from the source or the messenger, where they're telling you not how to think about a situation, but what to think about it. They're telling you, think this and this and this about said subject, said situation, whatever's going on. Think this and this and this. Feel this and this and this, right? Wow, this is groundbreaking. Huge news here. This'll make you angry. This is depressing. Wow, this is incredible. It's such good news, etc., etc., etc. Where they're putting a particular emotionally driving spin on it, and then they are possibly claiming things as fact that might not be fact, that is very difficult to ascertain as fact. And you might be sitting there thinking to yourself, how would they even know that? And then unfortunately, you have so many anonymous sources, people not linking the evidence for their claims. You see this a lot on social media. The whole anonymous source thing, you see a lot both in mainstream media and on social media. My insider says, my source says. Anonymous sources don't always mean it's fake. You could genuinely have some source wanting to remain anonymous for safety or whatever reason, but there's going to be an extra layer of skepticism, rightfully so, with any anonymous source, okay? And if they're claiming fact about a particular subject, And it's like, how the hell would you know that? How, you know? Bring us some sauce, dog. You got some proof with that? You got some evidence with that? Give us a reason to believe you. Demand a reason to believe something without blindly believing whatever social media post or whatever media article is there. Make sure they prove to themselves. Too much blind belief out there in all groups, in all regards. So much blind belief. Somebody reads a comment, reads a post on social media, or hears a thing from Talking Head on primetime news, and bam, they instantly believe it. And then all this energy, all this emotion starts coming from them based upon this thought in their head that may or may not even be true. So I think that's it for this video. There's, of course, more things, more tips that I could go down here, but there's just a quick overview of a few things I often think of, a few ways I work through situations on how to keep my wits about me, on how to vet random stuff you hear out there in the world, right? And unfortunately, in this world of spin that we're in, this world of so many different illusions, it is difficult with how many freaking psyops out there, how many people in their narratives that they're pushing out, all these biases, all these different agendas. Whether the agenda is to just straight up lie to people's faces for the establishment, or whether their agenda is just fame and money, so they get lazy with their discernment, they get very lazy with their journalism, and they put out all kinds of clickbait just because it gets them clicks, gets them high off the fame that they're getting. They're getting little dopium hits with more comments, more likes on their posts, more views on their videos. Unfortunately, the state of media is the absolute Wild West. Mainstream and alternative social media. It's the Wild West right now. Very little accountability out there for all these different reporters. So it's up to us to do the due diligence and go through the active process of honing discernment. You gotta understand, discernment is a skill that you have to train. You have to actively put in the effort to research, to get your critical thinking skills better. And not only critical thinking, but emotional management, critical emotional thinking skills better, right? You can't just hope and desire for better discernment. You have to actively train it yourself. So do your due diligence, folks, and then you can effectively manage all the psyops out there.